for Father's Day. "'Twas the night before Father's Day, and while Dad rode his bike, we raced to the garage, Mommy and Mike. We tossed tons of junks. Mom picked up stray meals. We stacked towers of paint cans and white plastic pails. On hooks we hung cords, hoses, and wires. Mom put away ladders and bicycle tires. We swept out the cobwebs and scrubbed oil spills, set up Dad's hammer, screwdrivers, and drills. After washing the car, we polished it up. Then, inside, we left Dad a new to-go coffee cup. Mom eyed the dipstick. Yep, it's a quarter low. So she poured in the oil. Now it's ready to go. Exhausted, we nestled up, all snug in our bed, while visions of Father's Day danced in our heads. The next morning, we let Dad sleep in extra late. Then we served him bacon and eggs on a He-Man-sized plate. That looked yummy. Yum, 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 yum. "Happy Father's Day," we shouted and gave him a card. He laughed when he read it. So did Mom, just as hard. "Now get ready, Dad, for the biggest surprise." "They're right," said Mom. "You won't believe your eyes." We blindfolded Dad and led him outside. "Look what we did," said, beaming with pride. When what to his wondering eyes should appear but a man's dream garage that smiled ear to ear. His tools all so handy, his workbench so clean. It was the neatest garage he ever seen. "Guess what, Dad?" I said. "There's still one more treat." Right on cue, Mom backed his car out into the street. "Wow," Dad exclaimed. "Look at that shine. Who'd ever guess that this car's really mine?" "Hop in," he said. So we all piled up inside. We're going for a long Sunday ride. Dad honked the horn twice as well. We all drove away. "Thank you," he said, "for the best Father's Day."